Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Weddings are supposed to be beautiful and happy and wonderful, celebration of love. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes the police get called because somebody has bitten off another guest's body part.
Sometimes
that happens.
Right.
Like what just happened in Wisconsin. Here are the details of this story. And then we want to know, what's the worst thing that happened at the wedding? Either yours or somebody else's. 916-909-1065. This guy, his name's Nathan Lanzi.
Okay.
We'll call him Nate.
Sure.
Okay? This is big Nate energy. He was invited to a wedding that was at a country club. This was not like a podunk wedding.
Okay.
Okay? It was pretty obvious that Nate had had too much to drink.
Sure.
Okay? Police were called on a 911 call for two incidences, both involving Nate.
Okay.
And the good news is Nate is pleading no contest.
Okay.
Probably because when the police showed up, Nate was just sitting there in a seat, all despondent, covered in blood.
Okay.
The first was Nate was inappropriately groping the bride. So at that point, of course, everybody gets mad at Nate.
Right.
They take Nate and they don't call the police right away.
Right. Okay.
They put him in timeout room.
Okay.
Letting Nate cool off.
Okay.
Letting everybody else cool off.
Right.
Then at some point, the bride and groom go back in there to have a serious discussion with Nate's behavior.
Okay.
And it was at this point that I guess Nate took the opportunity to lunge at someone. It is unclear who. I hope it's the groom.
Okay.
He takes a swing. Misses. At that point, everybody lunges on Nate, holds him down onto
the ground.
Yep. And then what do? When you're somebody like that, you take their finger and you bite it off.
You find a spare finger.
You bite the whole finger off.
The finger off?
And then you spit it out. This isn't a wedding. I just want to remind everybody, this is why you don't hand out bath salts as a wedding gift. Okay?
Now, do you think that they knew that like
this was a potential?
Right. Like when the bride saw Nate on the guest list, was she like, are you seriously? Remember the last time? Remember when he tried to bite your finger off? He goes, that was just one off.
That was one off. Is he bringing anybody? No. Are you sure? Because last time he tried to bring his pet snake and we had to say, Nate, no. 916-909-1065. Can anybody top this? Let's talk to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So what's the worst thing that happened at the wedding? First of all, whose wedding was this?
This was my and my husband's, one of our best friends, okay, down in Carmel, doing pre-wedding pictures on the beach with the whole wedding party. The best man lost both wedding rings before the wedding. In the sand, not to be found before the wedding.
Oh, my
God. So sad.
And I just want to remind you, as bad as that is, Stephanie, everybody left with 10 digits.
Right.
Thank you so much for your call.
We put this on Facebook, and Tabitha,
yeah,
her father-in-law was officiating their wedding and referred to her by her husband's ex-wife's name.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do you... You know what you do in that situation? You bite someone's finger off as a divergent.
You pull a real Nate. Andrea said that her grandmother, who was the one getting remarried, died on the way to the wedding reception.
What?
Got married, got in a limo.
Went to the ceremony.
She got married and then got in the limo to go to her own reception and died. Jennifer said the groom kissed the bride's best friend.
That's just somebody feeling the love.
Okay. Cheryl said one of her bridesmaids spilled Go Girl on her wedding dress, which is a hot pink energy drink.
Oh.
And Zoe said at her best friend's wedding, the father of the bride punched the groom.
Why?
This is what makes me mad.
We don't know.
I need more.
We need more, everybody. So listen.
I need more of this story.
If Katie read any of your comments, make sure that you text us. She needs this or her brain's not going to stop itching. All right?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is Charlie XCX, which, by the way, I just found out Charlie leaves the E off of her name. It is one of the biggest songs in the country, and I like it. Katie likes it.
Yep.
She's brat.
She's brat.
And I found out recently, because Katie heard me singing this song, and apparently I don't know any of the words to this song, but I thought I did.
Well, you've been making up. You've been making most of them up.
So she asked me if I would write down all the words to the song as I hear them. And I did that. And we're going to go through and I'm going to tell you exactly what I think the song is. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So first of all, if you didn't know, okay, so here's the song. This is what I think the words are. Okay? Oh! If I'm only animated, I'm your favorite reference, baby. Call me Gabriella. You're so inside. Ah.
Okay.
Am I right on any of that?
Very little.
Okay. Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Okay. Tectonic making Mecca. Shock you like defibrillator. No style. Call you later. Aioli is the one. Ah.
Okay. Aioli is the one is actually, I'll always be the one.
I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now this next one, it's the bridge, so.
Okay. Drop down, yeah. Camouflage, yeah.
It's camera flash on.
So stylish.
Okay.
I'll keep my tears on.
Baby, tears all gone.
Okay, well, she is singing tears.
Okay, she is singing tears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drop down, yeah. I'm looking like corn.
Looking like an icon.
What? Yeah. Hold on a second. Drop down, yeah. I want you to hear this.
Okay.
Camouflage on. So stylish. Baby, tears all gone. Okay. Drop down, yeah. Looking like corn. It sounds like she's saying looking like corn. And this part even more. Got kangles.
No. Work angles.
Oh, work angles?
Yeah.
It sounds like got cankles. It sounds like cankles. Yeah, 316. Okay, I know.
The show is called.
The song is called.
The song is called 360. You know that.
I know that that's the title, but listen to her.
Yeah, 316.
316.
Okay.
And I know she's British. Okay, here's the rest of it. When you're at the mirror, do you UPC? Am I right there?
Do you like what you see?
Okay. Well, when you're at a mirror, you're just looking like me.
Looking at me.
Okay, close. All right. I get credit for that one.
Okay.
I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that doesn't make sense, but no. I'll go with that. Okay. When you're at a party, you're just pumping baby.
When you're in the party, bumping to that beat.
Bumping to that beat. Okay. That city slut's a friend of mine. But am I close? Does she say the word slut at all?
No. She says 666 with a princess tree.
Oh, that's... Oh, I jumped ahead. That's my mistake. Yes. 666 with a princess tree.
Streak.
Okay. All right. Close enough. I'm everywhere. I'm so Julia. Pumping not...
bumping that.
Okay, it sounds like she's saying pumping not.
Okay.
And then it's that city slut's a friend of mine.
Okay, the city sewer slut's the vibe.
The city sewer slut's the vibe.
It sounds like the code word you have to use to get into a secret society. Knock, knock, knock. City sewer slut's the vibe.
Okay, I thought she was saying that city slut's a friend of mine. Okay, and then and Shirley's really recognized the set design is my design.
Internationally recognized. I set the tone. It's my design.
I don't know any of these words of this song. Okay, and then I don't think this is right either. And then I'm. Stuck inside your mind.
And it's stuck in your mind. Yeah.
Okay. Under the sea is underrated.
Legacy is undebated.
I thought she was just giving her opinion from the Little Mermaid song. Under the sea is underrated. You gone jump if AG made it.
Yes.
Okay. If you love me, if you hate it, I don't effing care that you stink.
If you love it, if you hate it, I don't effing care what you think.
All right. And then we're back to
right.
Drop down.
Yeah.
Got my camouflage on.
Put the camouflage on. You think it's got my camouflage on.
Right. I stand by cankles.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because I'm looking like corn. Got cankles. Yeah, 316.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Are you stressed out? Because if you are, there's a good chance that you have a job that is on a list that Katie found because the most stressed out occupations in America dropped, and Katie has it for us. She says it's interesting.
Well, it's interesting because, boy, is it all over the place.
Let's get morning radio show host out of the way.
I do not find this job stressful.
It's as stressful as it comes.
The only thing stressful about it is the hours. Okay, urologists. Does that seem like it'd be a stressful job?
I wouldn't want to work with penises.
Okay, I guess.
When I got my vasectomy, I told that guy, I said, you be careful down there because...
This is my pride and joy.
And I would imagine that's a lot of stress to put on a person.
It just doesn't seem like a medical field where there's a lot of, like, emergencies happening.
Well, kidney stones.
Yeah, but those seem pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, truly straight.
I can understand that one.
Okay, judges.
No.
Really?
Stressful?
Of course.
Your job is to sit there and judge people.
Yeah, but then you have to like come up with the sentencing guidelines.
Easy peasy.
Oh, you think that one's easy.
You love to judge people, right? You watch reality TV.
Yes, but that's not what judges do, Gavin. Judges are basically the ringleader of the court to make sure that everything happens legally. It's not just you sitting there deciding your opinion.
Yeah, okay, fine.
The next one, retail supervisors.
I mean, okay, this is not the time of year
to mock retail workers.
Right, but are we putting, like, we're putting that with judges? Okay, next one. This one also made me chuckle. Maybe this is about deadlines. I don't know. Film and video editors.
Definitely not. Stressful.
Next on the list, anesthesia assistant.
Well, that one, sure.
That one, yes. Okay, yeah. That one I'm getting.
That's life or death.
Next one.
That one's life or death, and the other one is whether or not pants are folded and stacked properly at the mall.
Well, guess what? It gets worse.
Oh, my God.
Phone operators.
What is a phone operator? Do we even have those anymore?
I don't know.
You mean Google? Guys, Google's so stressed out. You ask Siri a question, Siri's just like, oh, my God, here we go again.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
please,
okay.
Give me a second.
Well, calm down, Siri. Get a grip on yourself. The phone number for Buca di Beppo is. Okay, what's that? What else on there?
The last one. And this one, of course.
This is the last one?
Yeah. Several types of nurses.
Okay, that one makes sense.
Of course.
This seems like we left out quite a few occupations.
Police.
Yeah, air traffic controllers. That's always been like number one on the list.
Kevin, you've done all kinds of jobs.
How about just server?
Server is stressful.
It is stressful. Mm-hmm,
but not as stressful as other jobs.
What's the most stressful job you've ever had?
Probably retail.
Really?
That is
when
the
you
most
worked
stressful.
At Forever 21.
Yeah.
Really?
I forgot you were.
Yeah,
those mean little 13-year-olds coming
no,
there?
No, it's the mothers that are mean of the 13-year-olds.
What makes it stressful?
When we didn't have plus sizes, those ladies got very aggressive.
Well, you don't want to piss them off. Okay. What about you? What's the most stressful job you've ever had?
When I was a title rep for title and escrow company.
Yeah.
But that was just because my job was to like schmooze real estate agents, and they hated me. They were, for some reason, so many of them were these like older, probably like late 50s women that just thought I was no good. I was not buttoned up enough for them. Yeah.
I mean, this would probably be my most stressful job. This, but I wonder.
You haven't had very many jobs, in fairness.
Lots of jobs. They weren't careers, but they were jobs.
I mean, Applebee's. You worked at a hotel.
I was a server. I was a bartender. I was a tour guide at a cave.
Oh, you were a tour guide at a cave.
I worked at Blockbuster Video.
Oh, that's right.
Those are the ones I can just think of right now. But I think it's more that I've got a family to support. That's what makes me more stressed out now than before.
I guess that is the thing about this job is there's the security of it is wonky.
Right.
And yeah. That part of this job is very stressful.
I was just thinking about the fact that, you know, my wife is a teacher. How did anybody working in education not make that list for like stressed out?
Great point.
Especially after what everybody put teachers through for COVID?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
They had to kick people out of my son's elementary school office because they were protesting masks.
What?
Yes. Talk about stress. Any job where you have to call the police is probably a pretty stressful job.
Okay, fair enough.
Including the police.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So when it comes to love, I always thought that people wanted communication. That it was key to any relationship, but especially romantic ones and especially sexual ones. But we got an email from a listener, and it's making me second guess that. Now, you might want to earmuff the kids, which is a sentence that's never been said over this music. It says, "Dear Wake Up Call, my boyfriend and I have been together for several years, and we have a good sex life. But he's starting to drive me crazy because he is constantly asking me to quote unquote tell him what I want. The problem is I don't like having to give step-by-step instructions during sex. Now, he is a software engineer and he thinks that there is some sort of sexual code that he can just hack. What I would really like is for him to be more confident during sex and to quit asking me to tell him what to do and what I like. I'm not saying anything outside of, I thought that women wanted communication."
We do.
But she's saying she doesn't. She's saying she wants him to just kind of figure it out himself.
I don't think that that's what she's saying.
What is she saying?
I think she's saying we've been together for years.
Right.
I have told him probably for years now what I like and what I want him to do.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, you got to change it up, though, right?
Okay, but I mean, that's not what it sounds like she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he wants her to tell him, what do I need to do to just get you there? But it's like, is any of that downloading into your brain so that you can remember it for next time? Think of it this way. If you and your wife were driving somewhere, she's driving. Oh, stop. You're driving to, let's say, your mom's house. She doesn't live far.
Yeah.
First time that you guys go there, she says, tell me how to get there.
Right.
You go, okay. Second and third time, can you tell me how to get to your mom's house? Yeah, okay. By the fourth time, are you not kind of like, how do you not know how to get there by
now? Here's why that analogy is not correct.
Okay.
Okay? Because let's say, using what you said, directions on how to get to my mom's house.
Right.
That could change based on how her day went.
What do you mean?
Well, last time we made a right and then a right and then a left, and then you just drive 2 miles down and enter into Sun City. Okay, which I know sounds like a euphemism for what we're talking about. Okay, but what if because she had a bad day that day,
okay,
it actually is now a right and a right and a left and then a right, and then we have to pull over for a little
take
bit,
take
some time off because this is a long drive, then get back in the car, put the right kind of music on, left, then we get to Sun City, maybe.
Okay. This feels to me like him not really wanting to put the work into trying.
So I can see how you took that. That is a very glass half empty way of reading this email. I think I'm interpreting it as a glass half full because she says they have a good sex life.
Okay.
So I don't think he's looking for a shortcut.
I took that as they have like an active, meaning that they have a...
See, communication.
Communication.
Words mean different things. I
feel like this could be, if you used it in any other scenario.
Right.
How do I load the dishwasher?
Right.
How do you want, or even differently, how do you want me to load the dishwasher? And then you tell him. And then the next time, how do you want me to load the dishwasher?
But again, I think that's assuming that you want the dishwasher loaded the same way every time,
okay.
which women don't. Kevin, you are Sacramento's lover, okay?
Yes, I am.
Many women you've bedded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said that like Yoda. And...
a master, they might say.
How would you handle a situation? Do you like women to tell you exactly how to please them?
Oh, I know how to please a woman. They don't have to tell me.
You just know.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who the woman is.
No, I usually get, if they want, I give them the advice of how to make it their experience better.
Okay, so you sometimes know more about what they want than even they do.
Yeah, sometimes they're shocked.
Oh, I'm sure they're shocked.
Totally true. Text message that we got in from a woman to 9091065 says, I say good on him. You know, he may be bored by the same old thing and he wants to know what else she might like. I don't know if it's necessarily that.
It feels like everything is on her.
No, I don't think that that's true. I think that... it's a little bit of both. He is asking her for instructions in maybe more of a robotic way than she wants. But I got a feeling, though, that if the shoe was on the other foot and she had a guy who never asked for instructions, never wanted her input, then she wouldn't like that either.
I'm not saying that it has to be one or the other. I'm saying there are some times where it's like you get to be in the driver's seat today.
Hold on a second. Are we going to sit here as two adults and say that life as an adult is all about the gray area? That life is not black and white issues?
I know.
I just took you to Sun City.
I did! You, Kevin!
6-5, the end.
The wake-up call!
This is a cautionary tale. Mel's Diner, yesterday, thought that I was trying to scam them out of free lunches. Can you imagine a more humiliating scenario where you have to convince Mel's Original Diner, I'm not trying to steal lunches from you? Here's the story.
Okay.
I had to purchase a Mel's Diner gift card for my father-in-law. He loves it.
Okay.
Loves it.
Okay.
So I go there and I get a $50 gift card. Well, this is 2 days ago. So when I'm getting the $50 gift card, the girl who's selling it to me, she goes, are you going to be taking advantage of the promotion? And I go, what promotion is that? She goes, well, if you spend $50 on the gift card, you get $15 off of your meal that day. And I said, can I, does that count for to-go food? And she says, sure. Yeah, I said, I guess so. And I said, tuna melt to go. And she goes, okay. And she goes and orders it, and I sit and I wait for it, and they bring it in, and they go, actually, the tuna melt was only $13, so it's just free. And I was like, Yahtzee. Grab my gift card, go home, om nom 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 nom, my tuna melt.
Yeah.
Next day, I tell my wife, got your dad that $50 Mel's Original Diner gift card. She goes, it's only supposed to be $25. And I go, what? She goes, it says it on the Google Doc, only $25. And I said, well, I didn't check that first. So now I have to fix the problem.
Why can't you just give him a gift card?
Because I'm not wasting another $25.
Go ahead.
And it'll throw off stocking gifts. It's a whole thing.
What?
It's a whole, that's my wife's thing. The world and the universe needs to be balanced as far as value goes for stockings. Don't get me effing started, okay?
Wow, okay.
I'm sure
it has something to do with her OCD. So I go back. There's a Mel's Original Diner right down the street from where our new studio is on Lava Ridge, okay? I go to that one, and I said, hi, I have this $50 gift card. I need $25. Can I return this and get $25? And he says, I don't think so. He goes, do you have the receipt? I said, I do have the receipt. And I hand him the receipt, and he's looking at the receipt. And you know what he said?
What?
Well, it says here, you took advantage of the $15 off, and you applied it to a tuna melt sandwich to go. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, because of that, I can't do that. And I go, I'm not trying to scam you out of free lunches. I said, shockingly, I can afford lunch at Mel's Original Diner. I just need this fixed. He goes, I have no way to prove that that didn't happen, that you don't just go to like diner after diner buying $50 just to return it so you can get a free lunch. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
That's hilarious.
So I eventually had to fold up shop, leave in a huff.
Of course.
You know me. I can huff.
Oh, yeah. Such a good huffer.
And I had to go back to the original Mel's Diner where I bought the gift card. And this one was in Rockland. And I said, can you please let me exchange this $50 for $25? And shout out to Bree. Shout out to Bree. She did it. The manager of the Rockland Mel's Original Diner. And she believed me that I wasn't trying to scam them out of free tuna.
She did give you free tuna, though, basically, at the end of the day.
I know that.
Because you only bought 25. You know.
Wait a second. Are you taking Mel's side in this?
Well, I'm not saying that. I know that the intention going in was not that you wanted to scam. Did you get the benefits of a scam? Yes.
I'm pissed. So shout out to Bree for believing my story that I'm not some vagrant trying to scam Mel's out of free food. And you know what? Shout out to Madison, who's super cute, and Xavier, who has a corgi. I spent a lot of time at that Mel's trying
to write this shit.
This is very strange.
I made friends, and I ordered a bowl of soup.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you pay for it?
This one I paid for.
Okay, good. Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's a trend going around with young boys calling their parents, even their moms, in some cases, especially their moms, brah. Brah. If this is happening to you, call us. 916-909-1065. We're bringing this up because Katie, who doesn't have any sons, is noticing this. And where are you noticing it?
Well, I'm seeing it a lot on TikTok, moms talking about that. But then I also saw like a pop-up ad for a sweatshirt that said, bruh, formerly known as mom.
Oh, boy. Oh, like, is that the new, like I'm a cool mom?
I think it's more just making a joke because they get called bruh.
916-909-1065. I have a theory as to where this is coming from, and I am not immune. As somebody who has two sons, I'm not immune to this. But Stephanie, good morning. Are you being called bruh?
Yes.
Who's calling you bruh?
My daughter.
Your daughter is calling you bruh.
Okay, we're getting texts in from people saying that their daughters are calling them bruh also.
Whoa. Okay, now, yeah. How do you react to it?
I don't answer her.
Do you tell her, like, don't call me that?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not your bruh.
See, that is something that has come, because my oldest son, he's 11 years old, and he's in sixth grade. He called me brah, and I ignored it for a while. Okay. I was like, okay, well, listen, he's got a vernacular going. That's what it is. Until one day he called me brah when we were having a fight, and that was when I pulled a Stephanie, as they're called, and I snapped at him, and I said, don't call me brah. I am not your brah. Kyrie, good morning.
Good morning.
This epidemic is happening to you as well?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm one of the ones that by it too much.
That what?
I'm not as bothered by it, I guess. It's been happening for about 3 years with my 16-year-old, and my 11-year-old just picked it up about a year ago.
I guess what is confusing to me is why you're not bothered by it. Like, if...
I kind of feel like it's like my generation's version of dude.
Were you allowed to call your parents dude?
My mom, yeah. My dad, not so much, but my dad was a different breed.
Okay.
I never would have.
Parents, dude.
I might have been able to call my dad dude, but he would laugh at me more than discipline me. I'd never get away with calling my mother dude. What are your do your daughters only?
They would never.
But they only call you mama, right?
Or mommy.
Are they mama or mommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly mommy.
So you would lose it if they called you anything other than those two? I mean, your little one, who's only three, she tried to call you mom, and you didn't like that.
And I couldn't break her of it. She's come back around to acting like a normal child in my house and calling me mommy. It's not even that. It's more just like, kind of like what you said, like, I'm not your buddy.
Right.
Okay? So don't talk to me the way that you talk to your friends. Would you let your kid call you by your first name?
My kids have tried to pull that.
In a comical way?
Yeah, it's always in a comical way. Where, like, if I'm, like, if I'm blowing a gasket or if I'm road raging or something, like, they'll be like, calm down, Gavin.
Okay, that I think is different, but it was just like, Gavin, can you come here?
No, that's not cool.
Someone wipe my bum.
Right. If my daughter Zoe, who's still at almost 5 years old, is like, wipe me! If she screamed, wipe me, and then followed by, bruh, I'd kick the door down. But anyway.
Whatever anybody wants to do is fine. I just don't get it, and I don't know where kids got the balls, I guess.
I'm sure it was YouTube. Everything seems to come from YouTube now. And I don't care how old that makes me sound. I had to delete YouTube off of all of our Rokus and Apple TVs because I was just sick of it. I was sick of watching our kids watch other people play video games, you know, just trash talking each other or watching little kids play with toys. I'm just over it. I don't care how old that makes me sound. Here's what we should do.
Okay.
If you don't like it, start calling them bra.
No, they'd love that.
No, but they wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not cool.
Okay.
Start using bra. They'll laugh at first, but keep it going. Do it next time their friends come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would they call their teacher bra? Would people find that acceptable? I don't get it.
I'm sure they wouldn't find it acceptable, but I'll bet they try.
I know, but would the parents be okay with it?
Good point.
You know what? Raise your kids however you want. What do I care?
No, I say, let me raise your kids. Let me tell you how to raise your kids. You're making mistakes.
Kevin.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
There's somebody that I follow on Instagram. He's a gentleman and a scholar. I follow him for the intellectual stimulation that he gives me. It's a gentleman by the name of Uncle Sink. Uncle, I can't even say it with a straight face. Uncle Sink. I don't know where Uncle Sink lives. I'm guessing it's the panhandle of Florida because he looks like the residents of the panhandle of Florida.
You're right.
Panama City written all over.
You've shown me Uncle Sink before. You're a big fan.
If you would like to see Uncle Sink, which I recommend you do, text Sink, S-I-N-K, to 73389. It'll take you right to his Instagram page. He is, for all intents and purposes, an influencer. Okay. Now, Uncle Sink, let me tell you what Uncle Sink's rise to fame. He's 475,000 followers. His rise to fame involves him tornadoing a beer into his mouth.
Now, I'd never heard of tornadoing a beer. So can you just explain it?
Absolutely. It only works with a bottle. You put the bottle up in the air and then you swirl it around. And it creates a cyclone inside of the bottle.
Okay.
And that cyclone shoots the beer as quickly as it can right down your throat.
Okay.
Okay? And it's so impressive that I had to follow him.
Now, doesn't he also open bottles with his teeth?
He does open bottles with his teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's not leave that out.
And his teeth look like they open bottles.
Yes, they do. Okay, so what's the problem here? Is everything okay with Uncle Sink?
Because
he does seem like somebody who is going to have health problems if he doesn't already.
His fan base is turning on him.
Why?
Because he had the audacity to get a dog. He got himself a dog and he loves the dog.
Okay.
And that's the problem. Because now he's posting videos, he's posting reels on his Instagram of him and his dog and just being daddy and dog stuff.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. He's looking at my face. I love him so much. Hugging him, running with him, playing fetch. And the comment section is filled with people going, boo!
No!
Drink a beer! And they are so mad at him. They're so mad at Uncle Sink, so much so that Uncle Sink has taken most of the videos of him and his dog down.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. So this man got happy for once in his miserable life.
Oh, and it is miserable.
There's one thing finally bringing him joy.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to see that from him.
No, they want to see him
cyclone of beer into his mouth.
I will say this. You come to Uncle Sink for one thing and one thing only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's to see him cyclone a beer.
Right.
So I can see a little bit where he's not giving the people the content that they originally fell in love with.
Yeah.
So maybe, he just has to balance it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of the people?
No.
Okay.
Whew. I swear to God, I'm not.
Okay.
But I find it hilarious. I think it's so funny that how dare he love an animal.
Love anything.
And tell people that he loves an animal, because that's not what the people come for, like you said. Like, people, and what's funny too is he's taking the dog ones down. He's posting other videos where he's clearly mad at his fan base. And he'll, like, cyclone a beer, but then he'll put something really, like, mean in the comments, or something at the end of his reel that's like a picture that says, like, you know, don't, it's filled with profanity because he's from the panhandle of Florida, right. But like, you know, it's like, you know, stop being mean to me, basically.
Do we think he makes any money off of his page?
I'll say this. He probably could. He probably could have secured a beer sponsorship long time ago.
Do we really think any beer company wants to be associated with somebody named Uncle Sink?
I'm sure they want to be associated with Post Malone.
I knew you were going to bring him up.
Uncle Sink doesn't have any face tattoos, probably because he can't afford it, but
He does give off a posty vibe based on how he looks.
Mm.
If he's not making any money off this page, then F these people.
Right. You came for free.
They're treating him the way his parents did.
Oh, if he even knew his parents. So listen, my heart goes out to Uncle Sink and whatever stupid name he named his dog. I'm sure that it's something disgusting.
Trash can.
MAGA. I'm sure it's something like that.
Oh, he doesn't vote.
So anyway, text Sink, S-I-N-K, to 73389 to see this wonderful, wonderful person.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for thinking about us for a second date update. We appreciate it. Tell us about your first date with a lovely lady named Caitlin.
I matched with Caitlin online, and we decided to meet up. Everything seemed great, so we didn't want to waste any time. We went out for drinks. It was awesome. So now, like, I haven't heard anything from her. I feel like she's ghosting me, which is really shocking to me because, you know, that doesn't usually happen to me. I'm usually do pretty well with females. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, well then let's find out.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, and then we actually have Caitlin standing by on hold as well. So you'll be able to hear everything, and then we're going to conference you two together. Second date update on the Wake Up Call. Caitlin, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You are actually on a second date update on the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End. We just got done talking to Eric, and I hope that you remember going on a date with Eric. He says that you ghosted him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. You do remember, and you don't deny it.
No.
Are you officially ghosting him?
Yes, I'm officially ghosting Eric. Eric is a terrible human being.
Oh my God. What?
It was literally the worst date I have ever been on.
What happened?
Eric is an incredibly large ass. He literally only refers to women as female.
I hate
and
that. I hate when
disgusting.
Men what call women females.
Can you give me how does it come up?
Like, these females out here don't appreciate a guy that works hard.
Okay, I think I've heard sentences like that. Okay.
So is it just that he called women female?
No, he would talk about, do you guys know who Andrew Tate is on TikTok?
I have no idea.
Yes, I do. Yes. Andrew Tate.
He's very much a facilitator of the same mindset where he just kept referring to the guy as like, oh, yeah, like Andrew Tate, like he says. And
are
quoting
you
this guy.
I don't know who you're talking about. Are you talking about a man named Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate.
Oh, Tate.
He very much thinks that men are superior. Women should be subservient to men.
Okay. We got to let Eric defend himself, though. Okay.
Okay. I guess.
Eric, you're back on. You've heard all that, right?
Eric.
Yeah.
What is it that you want to say?
Look, first of all, Caitlin is making it sound way worse than it actually was. You know, like, I thought we were having a great time.
No.
Oh, come on. No, like, nothing I'm saying is a lie. You know, like, females like guys that, you know, treat them like ass, you know, because otherwise...
No, trust me,
because...
So you,
you know,
specifically
if I'm nice
said
to a girl,
that if you were an asshole to me, that I would be eating out of the palm of your hand. You literally
it's true.
Me.
I've dated a lot of girls, and I know that if I treat a girl nice, she wants to walk all over me and take advantage of me. But, you know, if I treat a female like a little bit, you know, she eats out of my hand. She
my
does.
Jaw is on the floor.
It's true.
Yeah, you guys see why I don't want a second date with this guy. This
okay.
is terrible.
Eric, can I ask you a question? Do you have a mother? Like, I assume you were just hatched from an egg. Do you have a mother?
Of course I have a mother.
Okay, great. Do you believe she should be treated like trash simply for being a female?
No one's getting anybody treated like trash. It's just the dynamic. It's a proven fact that women respond to, you know, a little more like, you know, a heavier hand.
It's a proven fact.
Proven
Katie.
By who? Can I ask?
Look, just look it up. It's
could
look
you
it up.
Just
look
cite the source for me? You said it's a proven fact. Cite the source for me. It shouldn't be that hard.
Is the source Andrew Tate?
Great question.
Nothing wrong with Andrew Tate.
Well,
so I mean, his last name's
Tate.
Here's another question, Eric. If this is such a great way to treat women, why are you single?
Damn. I go out all the time. I have no problem with females, like I said.
But that you didn't answer my question.
I think he's saying that it's his choice.
Okay, so you choose to be single.
I like to play the field.
That's a sports term.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You
I'm
wouldn't
just a girl.
Know. Well, listen, this has been enlightening. We all learned something today. We learned how not to treat a woman, and we learned who Andrew Tate is.
I'm going to tell you something, Eric, right now, and maybe you'll like this. Any woman that responds to being degraded or talked down to suffers from low self-esteem because something bad happened to her. So understand that any woman, and let's start calling them women, just a suggestion, that is willing to go out with you if that's how you treat her is damaged.
How is that my problem?
Eric, have a great day. I've hung up on him. Caitlin,
you
congratulations.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you. I walked away with my self-esteem intact. I stopped answering his calls. I didn't even have the energy to tell him how wrong he was. It's just sad.
Well, listen, have a great day and enjoy the holidays.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys, too. Have a good one.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Very simple question. Would you let your husband or boyfriend be friends with a porn star in real life? Call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. I guess this would apply for men too, but I would imagine that women have a stronger opinion about this.
Also, male porn stars.
What?
I don't know. Bleh.
Oh, they're gross?
Kinda.
Okay. We're asking this because I'm scrolling through my Instagram and I find a friend of mine's from college who still lives in New York City, and he posted like his big Thanksgiving and they're there amongst his family members and friends was a porn star. And I like did a triple take. I was like, hold on a second. I was like, why does she look familiar? I was like, did we go to school with her? And I'm looking closer and I'm zooming in and I was like, oh my God, I recognize that girl. And I was just blown away that his wife was cool with it.
Now, I'm guessing that your friend and his wife are not part of that world in any way.
Not even a little bit. And he's a guy, just to give you an idea of how not in that world he is, he felt bad that I didn't have enough money for a computer, so he built me one. He's that kind of guy.
Okay.
So 916-909-1065. Give us a call and tell us, like, would you be cool with your husband or boyfriend being friends with a porn star in real life? I want to find out what you think after we talk to you. Let's talk to Crystal first. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Now, keep this PG-13, okay?
Oh, totally will.
Okay, because I understand that you would not have a problem with it.
No, I think it would be funny.
Funny?
Maybe not. Well, if I tell you my three reasons why I'm okay with it, it would be funny is one of the reasons.
Okay. All right. I'll accept it.
Crystal, you say that you'd be fine with it. Katie, would you be fine with your husband?
Okay. Is he just friends with her, or are we friends with her together?
You're friends together.
And is she in a relationship?
I don't know. Let's assume she is.
Then probably yes.
Okay.
It's
really?
Fine. Yeah.
Really? And Crystal, you'd be fine with it too. Here's why I'm surprised by that. Because none of your other friends you can see naked performing a sexual act whenever you want.
Right. But I do you think, I mean, of course he's going to look, obviously, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, though, that the novelty wears off.
So what? She has plenty of other people that she's working with, quote unquote, or that she's friends with or whatever. I just don't see that it would become some relationship. And also, so I had three reasons. That's the one. Two, one of my reasons is if he wanted to participate or maybe she offered him a job, I would be very interested to see if he'd even, he'd probably get stage fright.
Okay. Your poor boy. God, I feel so bad for him right now. How would you feel? Take the porn star thing out of it. How would you feel if you found out that your husband had sexual fantasies about one of your friends?
Well, which friend?
Doesn't matter. Your hottest friend.
I think I'd be okay.
Really?
Kind of.
Okay. Now imagine
Can I tell you something, though? Him having sexual fantasies about somebody that is not in that industry.
Yeah.
Feels worse than the fact that she does this for a living. And maybe it is because I know my husband, and I know my husband probably would not be actually attracted in real life to somebody who would do that as their job.
I get it.
So if he had regular sexual fantasies about a friend of mine, that I'd have a problem with. If one time he was just like, oh, wow, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you can't stop from happening.
Let's find somebody with an opposing point of view and talk to Maria real fast. Maria.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Are you mad at us?
You already seem like you're mad at your boyfriend or husband.
I am. Honestly, this is an easy topic. I feel like all men are dogs. If you put a beef plate in front of them, they're going to eat it.
Okay, just because this girl is a porn star doesn't mean she's going to want to sleep with your man. If anything, it means she's absolutely not going to want to, because A, who wants to take their work home? And B...
But see, she's not my problem. The problem is he is the problem.
You think he's going to want to get with that?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in this relationship?
22 years.
Okay. This definitely smelled of 22.
That's how bad I know him. He is a dog. If you put a beefsteak in front of him, he will eat it.
I am deceased. You're hysterical. And also, you deserve better.
Maria, thank you so much for calling. Wow. Well, that was enlightening.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you know what reverse catfishing is, call us. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Reverse catfishing. It is a growing trend. I don't want to say trend. I want to say it's a
movement.
Yes, it's a dating tactic.
Okay.
It's a strategy. It's a chess move for online dating.
Now, is this where you do put pictures of yourself as opposed to catfishing? You post a picture of not yourself or like a heavy doctored picture of yourself.
Exactly.
But is this like a picture of yourself that is unattractive?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Okay. It's not unattractive. It's just not as attractive. So okay. For the longest time, it was in the world of online dating, you put your best foot forward.
Yes.
You put the good beats up front, right. As Dwight Schrute used to say. Okay, well now, reverse catfishing says you're going to, and this isn't like made up by TikTokers. This was a tactic that was created by an online dating strategist.
Okay.
And apparently it is working.
So
you put pictures that are not unattractive, but not especially doctored pictures. They're just average, somewhat unattractive pictures of yourself. And this creates this impression that when you show up in person, they are pleasantly surprised.
Okay. This, I think, would have been a tactic that would have been good for me to use during my online dating days.
Before you explain why, call us 916-909-1065 if you have actually done reverse catfishing. Go ahead.
I am somebody that photographs better than I actually look.
Mm-hmm.
I am very photogenic. There were times... Now, I wasn't doctoring pictures. That wasn't a thing then. I mean, obviously, you're putting your best pictures out there. But even I literally had guys be like, you look different in your pictures. And it's like, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's just how I take a picture. One guy said, don't you think you look heavier than you do in your pictures? I said,
oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I...
He said that to you in person?
Yeah.
In person?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No.
You're so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you going to finish that? 916-909-1065. What's interesting about this is this wouldn't work for everybody. Like, it would work for you. This wouldn't work for me.
Hi.
Because I am not a very photogenic person. So if I were to reverse catfish,
be ugly.
Right. I don't think I'd even get a date if I put less attractive pictures of myself.
You are running the risk of people that you would be attracted to not being attracted to you.
Exactly. Yeah, but then again, though, when it comes to physical attraction, I've always been more of a personality guy that's gotten me in the foot or gotten me a foot in the door. Yeah, rather than a photo that somebody saw of me.
I tried to teach you how to take attractive photos. It was...
It doesn't go well.
Lost cause. It was awkward.
There's a lot of like, smile. That's not how you smile.
Why do your eyes look angry?
That's not how anyone smiles. Yeah. No, put your hand down. What is that? You know what? Never mind.
It is exactly like that.
We've got Amanda on the phone from Elk Grove. Good morning, Amanda. Oh, where is she? There she is.
Good morning. Hi.
So do I understand this right? You have actually done reverse catfishing.
Yes, I did it before it was like a thing.
Okay. So you're a hipster reverse catfisher.
Yeah.
Which sounds like the name of a hipster band, by the way. Okay. So tell us, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory at this point, but tell us what you did.
Or why you did it.
Well, when I posted those, like my, you know, like really like me on a really good day, hair looks good, everything looks good, like everything in place, you know, like I was getting the wrong kind of guy. It was just like the wrong... It was not a good return on my investment. And you have to spend so much time, like, with the back and forth and whatever. Like, if you're just looking to hook up, you can totally do that. But, like, if you want to meet somebody, you can't master. Like, it just takes too much time. So when I put the pictures up that were, like, just regular, I got better guys.
Interesting.
Guys,
the quality of man goes up when you put up less flattering pictures of yourself.
That's not super shocking. Like, you get
not
guys that are more
but
interested
like less,
in
yeah.
things outside of just looks.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Amanda, that was fascinating. Interesting. So are you currently single?
I am, but that's not my fault.
Okay, right. So the takeaway is, no, even though the quality of man went up, they still suck.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
USA Today put out a list of the top 10 fast food restaurants. And I have to say, it is a pile of garbage.
Wow.
The kind of pile of garbage you would see, let's say, outside of the back of a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You're not going to believe number one. When I say what number one is, first of all, guess where McDonald's is. Just
how many are on the list? Oh, 10.
Top 10.
I would say 5.
Okay.
I'm going to say 3.
It's not even on the list.
What?
It's not even on the list. McDonald's is not on this list.
Okay, and every place has good. McDonald's, right? It's not where, like, some places have Carl's Jr. and some places have Hardee's, right?
I'm glad you brought that up because Hardee's made the list, not Carl's Jr.
Well, Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is the same thing.
Yeah. And that was number 5. Burger King, also not on this list.
What?
Okay. Now, this is really going to piss my dad off. When I flew back to Pennsylvania, very first request he had when I came into town, take me to Arby's. But Arby's, number 10.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, something I've never heard of called Zaxby's.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I don't know why. Maybe Real Housewives.
8, Popeyes.
Come on.
Popeyes is number 8?
7, Taco Bell.
Oh. Yeah.
Should be higher.
Yeah.
Okay, should be higher, but I'm just grateful it's on the list at this point.
I mean, I like Taco Bell. So sue me.
I don't know when it became this thing where people are judged so harshly for liking Taco Bell.
Number 6, something called Captain D's. If I told you Captain D's was like a knockoff Hooters, you'd believe me.
Absolutely.
Apparently, there are 500 locations in 22 states. If you're not familiar, it's a seafood place.
It's like Long John Silver's.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. My God, I miss Long John Silver's. No, are you crazy?
No.
I think it's so
fast
good.
Fast food seafood does don't not just
oh
sound.
Oh, my God. Give me a put a hush puppy in my mouth and shut me up.
We're going over the top 10 fast food restaurants as decided by apparently people with no taste buds at USA Today. All right. Number 5, I already said, was Hardee's, which is also Carl's Jr. Okay. Here we go. Top 4. Number 4, In-N-Out.
Okay. I'll agree with that.
Deserves to be in the top 5 easily.
For sure.
Number 3, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yes. Take out the ideology, whether or not they even believe that anymore, I don't even know. It's a good chicken sandwich.
It is a good chicken sandwich.
Number 2. This is going to be controversial for some reason with Katie, but Kevin, I think you and I are on the same page.
Don't say yes. Wendy's.
No, Wendy's also not on the list.
Okay.
KFC.
Yes! Oh my God. KFC is not fast food.
Yes,
how is it
is?
Not
I
fast
don't know.
Food?
You're a hater of the Colonel.
It's not something you can even sit and eat in your car.
Yes, you can. I've done it several times.
A bucket of chicken and a slop of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, shove some corn in my mouth, too.
What? I wish that was a real form of measurement at KFC. And can I have a large Diet Coke and a slop of... and number 1... Number 1.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous.
Del Taco.
What?
Oh my God, I'm going to burn this place down.
Over taco.
I've never been more angry about anything in my life. Stop trying to serve me tacos and french fries, psychopaths.
You know who's the most shocked about that? Del Taco. The CEO of Del Taco. I'm assuming he gets all of his emails on an Android, okay? Just sitting there. Bring! And he looks and he goes, voted number 1. He probably had to read that headline 4 times and then he had to call USA Today and be like, did you mean...
Hey, it's me, Del.
Hey, it's Del. Did you mean that I'm number 1 or did you mean like somebody, not me,
okay,
right?
I guarantee the signature in every one of his emails is just, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Del Taco. I can't.
I've never been more mad.
Kevin, you're a fast food connoisseur.
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you went to Del Taco?
Oh, boy, like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Okay.
And how was it?
I mean, it was good, but I was also like kind of like really hungry.
You would have to be.
Yeah, so the fries.
Were you in a barren desert and there was nothing else?
I recently found out they sell burgers, too.
That's part of the problem.
I don't like it.
No.
It's a scattergun approach to food. You got to pick a lane. That's, right. There's a reason Jack in the Box didn't make this list.
It's right. They're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
For some reason, we accept it.
Right. Imagine if Taco Bell started selling burgers. People would flip them over.
I can't even, Gavin, I can't even take myself there.
So anyway, there you go. There's your top 10 list. What I could only imagine is a slop of top 10 restaurants.
Okay, this was absolutely written by somebody on meth.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.